This is Living Real Radio, real issues in real time with your host, John Angotti, Greg Walton, Robert Fiducia, and Julianne Staley. Living Real Radio is sponsored by Closets by Design. Imagine your home totally organized by Closets by Design. Call them today to schedule your appointment at 615-261-8700. That's 615-261-8700.
Good morning. Welcome to Living Real Radio. I'm your host, John Angotti, with Julianne Staley. Robert Fiducia is not with us today. He is out. And Greg Walton is sitting right across from me today. And today we have the Cimarelli sisters. We have Amy and Catherine with us here today. Yay.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome, girls.
Welcome.
And
thank you.
Today we bring you on here for many things. One, for the tours that you're on, but also for this great book that you all have that just came out. And welcome to Living Real.
Thank you so much for having us. We're excited to be here today.
Great.
Yeah, and for our listening audience, I mean, we've had you guys on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Cimarelli, you guys are a YouTube sensation and a group of sisters. You go out and perform, you do concerts. But this is kind of a beautiful kind of family enterprise that you guys do, and you really do focus on that, and we'll talk about your book too, the Cimarelli Sisters Believe in You. And in addition to your touring, doing your videos, you decided to do a book. Tell us what inspired you to that.
Yeah. Well, coming out with a book has been a dream of ours for a really long time. But the inspiration for that book, we actually started writing that in 2016. And it kind of was born out of the fact that we have a lot of young girl fans, and a lot of them message us all the time asking for our advice and, you know, what we would do in their situation. So for years we would send all these messages and try to get back to them. And we started to realize over time that we were kind of answering a lot of very similar questions. And there were certain topics like, you know, self-worth or family stuff or friendship problems that a lot of girls had. So we kind of sat down one day and we were like, why don't we just compile, you know, all of the things that were asked into a book? And we ended up getting picked up with HarperCollins, and then kind of a division of theirs, Tommy Nelson, is where it ended up coming out. But that was kind of the idea behind the book. Was we wanted to write a book for young girls that was the book that we wish we had when we were their age. So that's kind of how Believe in You was born.
Awesome. Yeah. And I kind of looked it up. I Googled it, right? And it turned up everywhere books are sold. I mean, you guys are all over the place. Yeah. Barnes & Noble, Amazon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's mine. Don't steal it.
John's been working through
it. Have you cracked it open?
I have cracked it open.
Yeah.
It's great. It has a lot of different segments in there about how to do money. They write their own stories about where they to themselves, mm-hmm. which is a unique thing. So it's...
Yeah, we got... your relationship with you, spirituality, friendship, dating, family, money, your future. I mean, lots of great stuff in here.
Mm-hmm. Was that hard to kind of focus on particular areas, just because some areas I feel like, and depending on the sister, you guys could probably go off on spirituality and talk about it. Or with dating, did you guys have to divvy it up between the sisters to kind of span it out?
I mean, we went through in the beginning and we selected all the topics and we all like submitted our ideas. Like, oh, we should do a chapter on this. Mine was the money one was my idea specifically, because I think it's important. And people don't like talk about the kind of stuff for young women, especially. Like, there's no one out there being like, oh, this is how you prepare, this is how you budget, this is how you plan your future. And that's like a really large stress on kids these days. So we thought of the ideas, and then Catherine went through and thought of a bunch of prompts and sent them to us. And so we wrote on the prompts and she put them together.
I edited them. Yeah. So it was kind of like some people had more to say on certain topics because they've had more experience in that area. And we kind of just spoke to whatever really, you know, we related to personally.
Yeah. I wish I had that for my daughter. To have something like that. That would have been great, you know, because young girls, they seem to deal with so much. And as a father of a daughter, mm-hmm. sometimes you just don't know what to say.
Yeah,
because they cry.
Wow. But because we have a tendency just to say the wrong thing.
We always, that's what I was always told.
John is the best / worst at saying the wrong thing.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
I feel.
But when you say cry, like, that kind of just struck something in me, because not because I'm a woman, but I was talking with someone the other day about, they said that if you cry, you're not strong. And they're like, you have to be strong. You can't cry. And I said, you know, that's funny you say that, because I believe the opposite. And that's what I was thinking about you girls coming into the radio show today. And I'm like, the Cimarelli sisters have always been authentic, but always showed their emotion. Like, especially Amy, I see you frequently at youth group, but like, you are always just who you are. And that's what I think is so admirable, especially with what you guys do for young girls, but even like for the young teenage boys to like hear you guys and what you have to say when you go on mission trips and whatnot, because you're not afraid of experiencing your emotions in that moment and showing that you're human, because a lot of times as humans, I feel like we try to hide that we're human.
Yes.
So how did you guys kind of come to that point in your life? Did you, were you raised that way, or did it kind of trickle down from sister to sister?
Honestly, that's such an interesting question. We were raised in very much like more of like a, you know, you keep your private life to yourself. Like, you have to like, I don't know. We were raised in a very much like a, everyone like provides for themselves. Like, our parents were there and it was great, but it was also a lot of, like how, like, you know, we played a lot of things very close to our, like to the vest, I guess, as you say. But one, I don't even know when this moment started. It might've been when we were teenagers.
I think it really can come back to, it really, if you're going deep with it, our older sister, Christina, has been very open about her struggle with depression and she still struggles with depression to this day. And she kind of reached out for help. I think she was probably around 17. And during this journey of her coming to terms with depression and, you know, how to get through that, it really opened up a lot in our family. And Christina started doing her own research on psychology, and that kind of sparked something for the rest of us. We started diving in with her, and that led to a lot of really honest conversations in our family that were hard, but it made us a lot closer. So I think to this day, we really value honesty in our family.
Oh,
and
yeah,
especially the girls, I would say, not as much the boys, but well, not the honesty
not
part,
don't.
But I was going to say the girls also really value emotional expression. The boys are kind of working on that.
I scarred my little brother because I was talking on the phone with my friend on speakerphone when he was in the car, and he was like, this is how girls talk. Oh my gosh.
Why?
It's like, you're like, you go, girl. Oh my gosh. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm just being myself. Yeah. But he's like, why are they so emotional?
Yeah, I think that's like become one of our biggest messages, though, is be true to yourself and expressing everything in your life. Like I feel like that's kind of the cliche thing, is that people say we live in the Instagram generation where people want to put forth the best version of their life and not talk about anything bad that's happening. But I feel like our message in our band, one of the biggest ones, is express everything. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to not be okay. And that's actually really healthy as a person.
Because it's such a huge cultural message that you have to be fine all the time, and that you have to be like strong. And that's such a thing you see in movies, TV, like in families. It's just how culture and humanity kind of came to be. I don't know why it's been this way for long, long time. And so we have been trying to be the message that's like, it's okay to be not fine. You don't have to say that you're fine all the time. You don't have to pretend to be fine. You don't have to not ask these questions. You don't have to not feel your pain. Like, your pain is a part of your story, and it's a very important part, because it's a part that grows you. Because if things are perfect all the time, that's not real, and that's not real life. And so I think a lot of people are living their life, especially like teenagers, and it's a really hard time, but they think that it's supposed to be perfect because that's what's been portrayed to them. And like, parents, I don't think are having, I don't know, I don't think people have the tools to deal with the struggles in life. And it's not by anyone's fault. It's just because of this cultural message of everything has to be fine and perfect all the time, and the neighbors can't see what's wrong, you know? But like, people have things wrong, and that's just honestly the most human thing, is that we all go through tragedy and things, but what makes us individuals is the actual situations. But we all experience the same emotions, but we just like kind of pretend that we don't. And it's very interesting that humanity has, you know, become that way.
Do you think the world, though, doesn't accept you if you're not a specific thing? Like, you know, I just think about working inside a business place, or even an institution, or even inside the church. You know, you come with your weirdness or your difficulties and all your it's. I think people sometimes have a hard time being transparent of who they are, because then somebody else will judge them, or you're held back, or this one will talk about you. I don't know, what's your experience? What do you think about that in the world? I mean, I just think,
well, yeah, I mean,
you have to put up a shield.
In the '80s, we used to talk about it as the mask, you know, that we put on, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.
wearing that mask as opposed to who you truly are underneath the mask. You
right.
know? And I know search and a lot of programs like that mm-hmm. try to help us get past that barrier and get into that openness. And I think that's one of the things that make those programs really, really effective in yeah. young people is, you know, standing up and really being yourself and being vulnerable with each other. And we talked about it last week. That's one of the things that really creates belonging is being who you truly are
yes.
and being authentic. And we don't. We do our finstas, you know, instead, and all those types of things, you know, fake Instagrams. And,
I have
one. Yeah, right?
It's such an
odd juxtaposition, I think, for people our age, us ladies, sorry, boys.
okay.
Because with your generation, you know, you didn't talk about a lot of things. That's what right. I've experienced with mm-hmm. my family members who are baby boomers, so to speak, and just stories that, like, my family friends have told us about growing up, there was so much that happened that wasn't discussed, kind of like what you girls were talking about. And so I think we're in this weird juxtaposition of you have this fake Instagram world and then being authentic and being who you are and being okay with who you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And I think for us, everybody gives millennials a hard time, but I think a lot of millennials are turning the corner and being okay with who they are. And that really throws off the baby boomers. They're like, what? You're okay with that? Like, you don't care what people think about you. And it's like, nope, I know I'm not doing anything wrong. So that's on you for judging me.
Lol. Yeah. I really, yeah.
Slap.
I feel like we can't let them know that we're human.
Well, I'm not a baby boomer. Yeah.
I'm at the end. I'm the last part.
I was just looking at John's shiny head.
I'm Gen X. But John, I don't actually, you might be Gen X.
No, I'm at the last, like the
are
last.
You the,
he's the baby of the
You're the baby boomer too. We were just looking this up over the weekend, my wife and I, on the generations. So
I mean, I'm in the last year.
Yeah.
Last month.
Last year of the boomers.
It's such
so that's
a
like
weird
the
place to be the last. Like, I don't feel like I fall into any either generation of like Gen Z is just too different for me and millennials. I don't relate to avocado
toast.
And
I think that's because both you guys and myself are from a large family. So we span like two generations.
Oh, true. Yeah, that's really true. I didn't think about that.
So my brother is a late boomer. You know, and I'm actually a Gen X, you know, so that, yeah, we kind of have that dynamic in our family too.
It's so different.
Mm-hmm. You guys have how many? 11?
Yes. 11. Yep.
Yeah. We range from 30 to 14.
It was crazy.
Really wild.
How many turkeys? I mean, do you have to have more than
we
one
had
turkey?
Two.
We had two turkeys. Yeah.
Okay.
Our mom is amazing. She cooks like almost the whole meal. Our dad does the turkey, right?
Depending.
And then we help out with like chopping and stuff, but she does like everything.
She's
it's
very
crazy.
Good at cooking. Yeah. Yeah. Very
you know,
good.
Mary, my wife, she's all about it. Yeah. She loves, she's like, oh my gosh, this is like my favorite holiday. Cause she does. She loves the cook.
So good.
Which is great because I hate it, but I do, I'm cool with taking direction. You can point and click me wherever you need me. You know, it's just, you know, I'm
just having someone to peel and chop
exactly.
like the vegetables and stuff is so amazing.
Yeah.
Like, helpful.
Important.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's hear a song. What's one
of
the, let's do,
So we have the title of the book, the Cimarelli Sisters, Believe in You. And that's also your new single, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, so let's listen to that. And you want to tell us anything about the song?
Yeah, we just came out with our single Believe in You in October. And we wanted to come out with another song that would really speak back to those negative voices that I feel like everyone no matter what age you are, everyone struggles with those negative voices mm-hmm. in their head. Mm-hmm. So this song is really like an anthem for believing in yourself because it's such a simple phrase, but I believe in you. I feel like we don't really hear that as much as we should, you know, from ourselves, from others. So we wanted to write a song that could kind of be like that, the positive voice that could speak back to those negative voices in our head.
Awesome. So here is Believe in You, Cimarelli. You're listening to Living Real on Hippie Radio 94.5.
You think there's nothing left. see your flaws, I see your pain, and I see past all of it. I see your strength hidden within. Oh, you can rise out of this. You can do everything they said you couldn't do. Don't give up on yourself. I believe in.
Listening to Living Real Radio on Hippie Radio 94.5. Living Real Radio is sponsored by Closets by Design. Please visit our sponsor.
Honey, have you seen my Allen wrench?
Mom, where's my baseball glove?
Dad, do you know where my ballet shoes are?
Has anyone seen my phone charger? I can't find it anywhere.
Tired of losing things? Tired of the clutter? Let Closets by Design help you organize your life. Have one of their experts come to your home for a free in-home design consultation. Whether it's a small closet, your office space, or pantry, or even a big garage, Closets by Design can help you make the most from the space you already have. And all units are built in their factory right here in Franklin, Tennessee. Call them today at 615-261-8700. That's 615-261-8700. You'll be amazed at what Closets by Design can do for you and your family. It's the best time of year to organize your entire home. Right now, get 40% off. You heard me right. 40% off their everyday low prices, plus free installation. Call Closets by Design today, 615-261-8700, or visit closetsbydesign.com.
Welcome back to Living Real Radio with your hosts, John Angotti, Greg Walton, myself, Julian Staley, and our guests today are two of the Cimarelli sisters, Catherine and Amy. We're so happy you're here. We've been talking about your book and your new single that's been out. And I really have struggled. Probably high school, I struggled with English the most. I loved the grammar, but then when I got into like essay writing, or I had a college paper that was like 30 pages I had to write for my senior thesis, I just really have always put it kind of on the back burner, procrastinated, because writing is not my strong suit. But for you guys to write a book, that is fantastic. And I just want to know, what was the easiest thing about writing your book, and what was the hardest thing?
Mm. Oh, that's a really good question. Yeah. I would say that easiest thing was kind of like the material. I feel like the material came very easily to us because we'd been being asked these same questions from teen girls, same type of advice. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of had time over the course of years and years to like cultivate our answers. I mean, because we started our YouTube, 2009 was when our video went viral. So that was kind of from 2009 to 2016 that we were getting all these questions and still are to this day. But so kind of like we kind of knew what to say, I guess, advice wise. It wasn't hard to come up with the content.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
I would say the hardest thing for me, so I kind of took on the lead position of like editing. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of work.
Yeah.
Because we wanted it to be our own words and our voice. So I really took all my sister's writing, and everyone has such different writing styles. So like some people were very wordy and kind of had like three sentences combined into one.
Oh, gosh,
and so I had to kind of chop that up and make it flow. I really enjoyed it, but it was hard. Was there anything you found hard about it, Ames?
I'm just really bad at grammar. So I don't know if I wrote anything grammatically correct, really. I probably gave Catherine a lot of work in that area. But I thought...
She's nodding her head, right?
Yes. Right? Because everyone...
Amy is a beautiful writer. She's very insightful. She's poetic. She has great words. But yeah, just like the periods and the capitalizations and stuff.
I'm just a writer who can't write, which is weird. But I am a very much writer, but I can't spell and I can't
content,
do grammar.
But you're not great at grammar. But
yeah,
you
but I'm also good with words, so it's just weird. But anyway, that was the hardest part. But I think another reason why it was super easy is because to get the content together was because we're kind of, the six of us over the years have kind of turned into like 24/7 like discussion group.
Yeah.
We're always discussing something random.
And like, it's usually related to psychology.
Yeah, usually psychology, but it's been everything like relationships, friendships, like any kind of topic you can discuss, we've probably discussed at length. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of scary how much we've discussed things down to like the most minute level, because Christina and Lisa are very much like down to the minute. Mm-hmm. Do not say like a fallacy or whatever. Like, what do you mean? Drill, 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 drill. So then we've gotten very like deep on all of these questions. So that was what I think made it the most interesting for us to write, and the easiest part of writing it was because we'd already discussed so many of these things and developed opinions on them, which I am very grateful for now that I think about it, because I never actually thought about the fact that we've done that before this moment. But I'm very grateful.
Well, was it hard writing as you developed as a person? Like you said, this idea started in 2016. And like, Catherine, you just got recently engaged. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But like, your advice on relationships, like, has it stayed the same? Or like, as you got to know your fiance more and more throughout the time of your dating, where you're like, this is something I didn't consider 2 years ago that now...
It's interesting because, yeah, like you're saying, we kind of originally wrote it in 2016, but we didn't get our book deal till I think end of 2017. So then we were kind of re-editing and re-looking at the material in 2018. Yeah. And a lot changed in a few years. Like,
My gosh.
I mean, Dani went from, I think she was 14 when she originally wrote some parts,
oh,
to
wow,
17 or 18,
yeah,
which is crazy. I mean, especially for being that young, a lot changes. For me, it was a little different because it was more like, I think it was 24 to 27. So there's a little less changes in like your mid 20s, I guess.
I mean, even like when I reread everything I wrote for the audiobook that we made, we literally read the whole audiobook. Each one of us read everything that we wrote for it. So that was like a really cool experience.
Oh, that is.
But even when I was reading that, I was like, Amy, what is this? I would have written a little bit differently now just because I know more, but like that's what I knew at the time and it was very valuable, but it's like so crazy how much I've grown even since then.
Yeah, but I think there's definitely really valuable stuff in there.
Oh, so much.
That like reading it back, we were all like, wow, this, if a girl actually reads this and takes this to heart, like this would be very helpful.
Oh yeah, so helpful. Oh my gosh. I wish I would have been able to read that because there's a lot of questions in there that we ask that you don't think to ask as like a kid or a teenager. And even like, maybe you don't even know who to ask or how to ask, but we like try to answer those things for people. And it's very interesting to read now. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this. I'm learning so much. Yeah.
I just found you guys on Audible. You said audiobook. So
yeah, we have an audiobook on Audible.
Yeah. Whose voice is it?
It's all of us.
We
went in and we read our own things and it was so cool. I was so nervous. So the night before I read everything out loud that I wrote in the book, I went through the entire thing, so I wouldn't be surprised the next day when I was reading through it.
Do you have a favorite contribution each of you that you put in the book for like yourself, where you look back? Because sometimes I do stuff like with youth group, and it's usually the Holy Spirit on my part, but I'm like, wow, Holy Spirit really took care of that. That was really profound what happened with the kids. Mm-hmm. Do you have a part of the book where you were just like, wow, that was a great job, Catherine?
Man, I think probably the first thing comes to mind is either the dating chapter or the chapter on relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
Because I feel like those are two of the biggest things that a teenage girl faces, is like how she feels about herself and her self-worth, and then like dating. So we hopefully gave some good tips that can help her navigate those two very big parts of life.
Oh yeah, we gave very, very great tips. I would have loved that if I could have read it when I was younger. Yeah. Would have been great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish my daughter would have read that when she was... Anyway, I'll cut that out because we don't want her to hear that.
No, you know, it's funny. Now, my oldest just got married.
Oh,
you know?
Congrats.
Thank you. October 27th. And at Jesse. And but it's funny because she... now, she met her husband on eHarmony. But what she talks about, what I think how this relates, is that she found herself kind of going through the same kind of wonky patterns with the guy she was meeting, right? Mm-hmm. Over and over again. So she's like, you know, so she went to eHarmony, you know, to kind of, because she could put in what her interests are, and maybe it wouldn't match up with somebody who was a match for me, because I, you know, is what she was saying, you know.
And it
worked. But I teased her about it because he's an engineer. So I said, so what you did, okay, I guess, is you decided to go to a system that looks at who you are and matches you up with an engineer, right? You know, with an algorithm created by engineers that matches you with
Oh my gosh.
But it was good.
That's
it was
funny.
A really good fit. And it's crazy, like, how many similarities, you know, they have with each other. We're a family that finds excuses to dress up anytime outside of Halloween, you know, where, you know, comic conventions, whatever. And they are totally on the same page.
Oh
they fit
my
right
gosh.
In with
oh.
Our,
that's so funny.
But I don't know if that's something you guys dive into, but that wonky pattern, you know what I mean? Like the habits that
Definitely dive into like types of guys to avoid and like things you should be looking for, as in we do talk about that. Yeah, like positive traits that are not like, you know, what height they are or stuff like that.
I think one of the biggest things is like in dating, I think kind of something I've learned is it seems like a lot of people are very picky about the wrong things, mm-hmm. but then not picky enough about the right things. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's kind of important to research like, okay, what should I have high standards on? And then what am I maybe being too critical out of fear? And because I think a lot of people, like, I had one friend who was like, I have to marry a musician because she was a musician. And I was like, well, you don't, what if it's someone that just really enjoys your music and supports you? And she actually ended up with not a musician. And she later like was like, thank you so much for saying that, because it kind of helped me like think outside the box there and realize they don't have to be a musician. Like, they can appreciate my music and that's enough, you know?
Yeah. Or sometimes, you know, we don't necessarily date the person that we're interested in, and rather just the fact that somebody has an interest in us because of low self-esteem, mm-hmm. or whatever is another deal. Right?
Oh, that's something we go into on our podcast. We did a whole podcast season about the book. So Christina does a whole segment about, do you like him or do you just like the attention that he's giving you? Right. And it was very like, oh, I was like, I can't do that. So it was great though.
That's amazing. So why don't we hear another song?
Well, you know, we're getting into the holiday season.
Yes, right? We are.
And so you guys have a Christmas album. Right?
Yes. It's one of my favorite things that we've ever done.
Yeah. And so probably what you think your favorite is, what would be one of your favorites on here? We have Carol of the Bells, Mary Did You Know, and Christmas Lights.
Well, Carol of the Bells is kind of the one that went viral. It got on Pandora and it has like... how many million?
Or
like,
I don't know. But
it gets like millions of streams
every year. Yeah, we
so
get shocked.
Carol of the Bells is a great place to start.
All right. So here we have Carol of the Bells, interpreted by Cimarelli on Living Real Hippie Radio 94.5.
Hark, how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, big and the bold. Ding, dong, ding, dong, that is their song. With joyful ring, dong, caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, holly home, praising the sound. How heavenly days are their tones. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Ding, merry, 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 merry Christmas. Ding, merry, merry, merry Christmas. Ding, holy send, all without end. A joyful tone to every home. Quick, all the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, big and the bold. Ding, dong, ding.
cheer from everywhere.
Living Real Radio on Hippie Radio 94.5.
Honey, have you seen my Allen wrench?
Mom, where's my baseball glove?
Dad, do you know where my ballet shoes are?
Has anyone seen my phone charger? I can't find it anywhere.
Tired of losing things? Tired of the clutter? Let Closets by Design help you organize your life. Have one of their experts come to your home for a free in-home design consultation. Whether it's a small closet, your office space, or pantry, or even a big garage, Closets by Design can help you make the most from the space you already have. And all units are built in their factory right here in Franklin, Tennessee. Call them today at 615-261-8700. That's 615-261-8700. You'll be amazed at what Closets by Design can do for you and your family. It's the best time of year to organize your entire home. Right now, get 40% off. You heard me right. 40% off their everyday low prices, plus free installation. Call Closets by Design today, 615-261-8700, or visit closetsbydesign.com.
Welcome back to Living Real Radio. I'm Greg Walton with my co-host Julian Staley, John Angotti, and we're here with Amy and Catherine from Cimarelli, the singing group and YouTube sensation, and you have your book. Gosh, I'm sorry. I had to flip it over. I believe in you. And so we just we just heard Carol the Bells, and we're, yeah.
And so I had experienced your show a couple weeks ago. It was at the... what was the name of that place?
Rocket Town.
Rocket Town.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Down in Rocket Town. So yeah. It was my son's 18th birthday, and so he wanted to see your show. And so we came down to see the show, and it was a great show. The energy was high level. And the thing that it always did and that I was enthralled was how y'all spoke to the folks. Like, you know, hey, this is what faith means to me. You could see your faith coming through that without having to say anything of a religious standpoint. You know what I mean? You were really, and which is what I think Jesus did too in his ministry. He was able to speak to people in the secular world in a way that was understandable. And so I appreciate that. And how do you do that? And do you ever catch any, you know, being in the market that you're in, do you catch any flack from that, from anybody?
I mean, yeah, but the most thing we get the most comments on is changing the words in everything we do to make them appropriate.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
gotten so many comments of like, did you change that on purpose? Like, oh, the words are actually this. And we're like, okay, yeah, we changed them very clearly, but yes. I think that we have always... our faith has always been such a big part of our life. It just, mm-hmm. it made sense to bring it into our career because it's just a part of who we are. And we didn't want to leave that part out, especially not to try to gain some sort of thing from the world specifically, you know? Mm-hmm. And we've worked it into honestly everything we do, like our book, our podcast, like our videos. Like, it's just a natural part of our life and our experience, so we want to bring our experience of our life and our YouTube channel and things that people experience to the stage. So we really wanted to put in some special moments with our faith. So like we sang the chorus of God Only Knows, like a cappella in the dark, in our last show, and it was such a special moment, and people wrote us messages about how that like impacted them. And I thought that was the most beautiful thing, of people saying that they experienced so much at our show in a faith way when we really only directly mention it a few times, but we try so hard to live it and to be that example because that's just kind of what we've done. It's just so important to us to be that, especially as we've gotten older. It's only gotten more important to do that.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. We definitely got more like, I guess, flack for it, maybe towards the beginning. Like, a lot of people were like, are you guys Amish or something?
Oh, yeah. They're like, what's the goody-goody image? Like, you need to cut that. We're like, okay, no.
Yeah, it feels like 10. When we were younger, it was more like the millennials, for some reason, that kind of hated on us for that.
And people in the industry definitely did.
Yeah, but now I feel like Gen Z is more open to it. It seems Gen Z is more open to, like, a wholesome type of thing. They don't seem to make fun of it as much. It's almost like they're hungering for it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you find like the high school kids, I know they kind of can't speak about it much in school, in the public school system and stuff like that. Even sometimes I think in the Catholic school system too, I think kids get a, you know, if you're too much religion or something like that, they label you automatically and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why it's absolutely beautiful and fantastic that there are groups like you or like For King and Country who are upfront about their faith. Again, like you said, John, with the whole idea of expressing your faith, but you don't have to like outright and be like, this is, you know, what I do and who I am, in a way that it's relatable for these kids to connect, because public school kids, absolutely, they talk all the time about how they wish that they could go to daily mass or talk about their faith in school. But a lot of kids in school, especially with the middle school kids I deal with, they say that they get made fun of for their faith. And like, that's where I like get mama bear and like all defensive, where I'm like, okay, it's okay to have a difference in beliefs, but don't attack somebody else because they're different or because they have views that aren't the same as yours. And so for them to then hear your music and see that you are open to just being happy and positive, but also dealing with your emotions and your stages of life, I think that helps them with who they are and their self-affirmation that they're trying to work on, because everybody can compliment us, but at the end of the day, it depends on our own self-worth and how we see ourselves as we move forward to the next day.
Mm-hmm. I think it's hard for kids to find self-worth today.
Yeah.
What I really appreciate about you guys, though, is that you coexist. Like, you wouldn't call yourselves a Christian singing group. You know what I mean? You focus on a life positive message, and definitely your faith and your witness kind of comes through, like you saw at Rocket Town.
Yep.
I think we can find God in all things. And I'm always a big one that you should just be in the space that you are and be who you are, that we don't need necessarily these labels to say, this is secular, this is sacred. I hate that dividing line, you know, and I think you guys bridge that gap really well.
Thank you.
I test that to parenting, your mother and your father.
Definitely. I feel like being homeschooled, especially, our mom really, she educated us and she really wove that into our education. And just, I don't know, I feel like our parents did a really good job of making religion like something that was so present in our lives, but never felt forced. So they weren't pushy about it, but it was like very much talked about. And I don't know, I feel like all of us are like, all of us have strong faith.
Oh yeah.
And I think they did a really good job with doing it in a way that was impactful, but not forceful.
Yeah, I don't ever remember them like, force, like, I remember any question we had, if both our parents are really, really smart, but my mom knows so much about the faith because her mom was super into it too. Mm-hmm. And whenever we had a question, she would either A, know the answer, and B, she would, if she didn't know the answer, she would get like 5 books on it and then they'd appear on your bed and like a week later.
Awesome.
And so like she always, and she never told us, I think the biggest part was that she never made us feel like we couldn't ask questions. We always could ask a question and she would always answer it. Yeah. And if we wanted, like when we would go to like youth groups and all these things and have questions, and she would always be very open to answering them and telling us all these different things. Cause I think she would say when she had, in college, she had a religions teacher, a world religions teacher who was so like open about questions, you couldn't even really tell which religion she was by how she taught about them. Mm-hmm. She was just very knowledgeable and very like, these are the good things, these are the bad things. So she would always answer all of our questions and give us a lot of like books on every type of religion in school. So I thought that is probably one of the biggest things I'm grateful for in my schooling was that.
That's amazing. And so you guys are on tour. Where are you heading?
So we just got back. We were in Philly and NYC last weekend, and we're heading to Henderson, Kentucky and Illinois next weekend. So that's going to be fun. And those are kind of the last shows for 2019 for us.
We're very excited. And they're like Christmas, which should be very fun.
Yeah. So we'll do our Christmas songs.
Oh, how about another Christmas song?
Yeah, let's have another one. So You just did Mary, Did You Know? Is that one of your new ones?
Yes, we just came out with that
on our YouTube.
Oh, cool. Julianne, you're smiling over there.
I love that song. I know it was funny because we...
Did you have a theological debate over
it? Yeah, we did.
Yeah. There's a big debate about the song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because some people say she did know.
She did know, all right?
She did, but like in the lyrics.
I mean, asking the question, she might have not
know that Jesus would walk on water. Well, no, she didn't know that. She was fully trusting of God and his plan.
Right.
I get you.
Yeah, we don't want to get into that.
I get you.
Yeah.
That'll be next week's show.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
A whole discussion.
But regardless of the lyrics, I mean, maybe need to be rewritten to be theologically sound.
Well, listen, I met the guy who wrote that.
I love the song.
He did a thing at Holy Family last year.
Oh, wow.
And so I forget his name, but anyway, he was terrible. Not a very good singer. Nice guy, really nice guy. He was just a writer. He's just a writer.
Oh,
the writer's not always the singer. And he knew that. But he was great. Very wonderful man. He was telling a story how he wrote it on a napkin. You know, I mean, this guy wasn't theologically sound. I mean, he just wrote this off of his the way he felt.
That's really nice.
So, you know, that was the way the song came to be. And he was a good guy. And he played it. And we're going to hear your version right now.
Yeah. So, a sincere heart.
Very sincere.
Oh, I love that.
That's beautiful. That's what you guys are about. So, represents Cimarelli singing Mary, Did You Know?
We'll be right back on Living Real.
Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Do you know that your baby boy has come to make us new? This child to a blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels tread? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? That sleeping child you're holding is the great
listening to Living Real Radio on Hippie Radio 94.5.
Honey, have you seen my Allen wrench?
Mom, where's my baseball glove?
Dad, do you know where my ballet shoes are?
Has anyone seen my
my phone charger? I can't find it anywhere.
Tired of losing things? Tired of the clutter? Let Closets by Design help you organize your life. Have one of their experts come to your home for a free in-home design consultation. Whether it's a small closet, your office space, or pantry, or even a big garage, Closets by Design can help you make the most from the space you already have. And all units are built in their factory right here in Franklin, Tennessee. Call them today at 615-261-8700. That's 615-261-8700. You'll be amazed at what Closets by Design can do for you and your family. It's the best time of year to organize your entire home. Right now, get 40% off. You heard me right. 40% off their everyday low prices, plus free installation. Call Closets by Design today, 615-261-8700, or visit closetsbydesign.com.
All right, welcome back to Living Real Radio. We just heard Mary Did You Know from Cimarelli, and who's going to be on tour in Henderson. If you're in Henderson, if you happen to be bypassing here, and then you're going to be up in Waukegan, Illinois,
which
is north of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Yep. I have no clue.
Yeah, it's a little bit more towards Milwaukee area.
That's my stomping grounds.
Cool.
I grew up in Chicagoland area in the 80s. Every day was like Ferris Bueller's Day Off and Pretty yeah. Pink. It was amazing.
Did you ever notice that Greg always says Chicagoland?
Yes.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, what that means is that I'm not a city Chicagoan. I'm from the suburbs. So okay. I say Chicagoland area.
That makes sense.
So we say Chicagoland. Okay. You know, because my friends who are actually, you know, living in the city would be like, you're not from Chicago, you know?
Yeah, you're Downers Grove.
You're from Downers Grove.
That's right. Which is out of nowhere.
Yeah, because most people, I went to college at St. Mary's, which is like 2 hours east, right across from Notre Dame, close to Chicago. And like half the kids there, I was like, oh, where are you from? And they said Chicago. I'm like, okay, but where in Chicago? Like what suburb? I just assumed that most people didn't actually live in.
Yeah. And they'd be like, no, I'm from Chicago. Right. Or, you know, but they'll talk about neighborhoods.
Right.
You know, when you're a person in the city. So
that's funny.
Yeah. That's kind of, it's like Nashville. Where are you from? Where are you from? Franklin. Yeah. Is Franklin Nashville?
No, but you
not
know,
technically.
What we do is when we're out, right. Yeah.
In about, we always say Nashville.
People don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, the surrounding city, so you generalize.
Yeah. So what's next for Cimarelli? What's next for y'all?
Well, we're just kind of finishing out this year, so we've got a couple more fun videos to come out for the rest of the year. We're in the third season of our podcast right now, so that's coming out, and it's all about our book. So we're really just focused on our book right now, because it's just, I don't know, such a huge milestone for us to have a book. We're really thankful for that. And we also just have a bunch of new merch launch, too. So we just put out, for the first time, necklaces, and they sold out.
And bracelets.
And bracelets, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like multiple projects going on right now.
We always have multiple projects
like,
going on.
A lot, like it's the book, the tour, the merch, the podcast, like everything's out right now. And we're kind of like, okay,
we learned
time for Christmas.
Yeah, we learned a bit about overbooking ourselves.
Are you still
year.
The number one YouTube folks in the country? Like, weren't you at one time the number one YouTube?
I don't think we were number one, but we are in the top. I don't know what number we're at, but we're top something. For music. I don't know what we were though last time I checked.
I mean, is it like a billion followers or something?
What? We have over a billion views and we have 5 million subscribers.
Yeah, 5 million subscribers.
Which is lit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. That's amazing.
Huh? That's a lot of people.
That's a ton. How did that happen? How did y'all get started with that? I don't know if we ever get really
Catherine had the idea for our first big video that like
yeah, basically for anyone listening who is like, who the heck is Cimarelli? The very beginning was this. So it was 2009. Our oldest sister was 18, right?
18-ish.
And then I was 17. Our youngest sister was not even in the band because she was like 9.
Kath, it wasn't 2009. It was like, we started 2007.
Well, but I'm saying for the YouTube part.
Yeah, she was 9.
That's really when things started picking up. So we put up our first cover of Party in the USA, the song. And it ended up getting posted on this teen blog called Ocean Up. And that was kind of where it became viral, and we woke up the next day and it had 20,000 views. So that was like just that one little like right place, right time type of thing. And from there, the video just started getting like more and more views until it was in the millions. And we started posting videos every single week. So that was kind of where Cimarelli started 10 years ago.
Sacramento, California.
Yep. Yes. In Sacramento, California.
Such a different time.
Yeah.
And you've been posting videos every week ever since?
Not every week. Not every week. But like, because when we were younger, we didn't have as much of a consistent upload schedule. And then when we got older, we realized how important
at least once a month.
Yeah.
You
at least
know?
Once a month when we were younger.
A few times a month.
But we put a lot more into the videos because we didn't know how to do them in such a like efficient way. yeah. when we first started. So we'd spend like hours and hours recording so and filming. Much. So we couldn't really do them like every single week.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Awesome. That's amazing. So you're working on new music all the time then too?
Yeah. We actually have been talking about getting ready for 2020.
Yeah.
We have so many ideas and we kind of want to just rebrand a little bit and do some new stuff. I don't know. We can't really talk about it yet, but we have like,
right.
we have ideas of the direction we want our music to go. That's different than we've done before. So we're very excited for what the new year holds. I'll be getting married.
I will not be.
It's just going to be like a crazy new, beautiful year for Cimarelli.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So I'm curious, what's Christmas, or I should say Advent. We're in Advent. Now you guys decorated your house? I mean,
not yet, but we're going to soon. Well,
I decorate. My house is decorated.
Mine is not.
We live in different houses. So my house is decorated. I have a tree up. We got our Lisa went wild at the store.
I have a single strand of lights.
And I think our parents just got their tree at their house. So
we're
that's kind of like
that.
The main Christmas zone.
Christmas at our house is literally the best. I'm so
it's
excited.
Amazing. I love like Christmas at the Cimarelli's house. I feel like it gets better every year.
Oh yeah.
We got a little manger scene out front and the lights up on the Walton house.
Love that.
Cool. Yeah.
That's so fun.
Do you guys put the baby Jesus in on Christmas Day or?
Now what I have is, it's interesting.
Another great debate.
Yeah. So actually I have kind of the Holy Family in a silhouette. I created it myself. I carved it.
Wow.
So I'll show it to you sometime. But, and then what it is it's kind of like Mary's womb, and in it is kind of a silhouette of Jesus, and it lights up from the back.
Whoa.
So like it could be that, you know, the incarnation Sonogram. Is in her womb, or it could be that she's holding Jesus in her life.
So you just thought of everything.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah, there's
really
a lot
cool.
of symbol in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
you made that yourself?
Cool.
I did, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
you could market that, Greg. That's
I don't know.
Cool.
You know, it was just my daughter sat down with me, kind of like you guys. It was a little home project, and we worked on it together and carved it out. And I've had to replace it once, so I had to use the prior one as a template for a new one that I did out of birch wood.
Wow. Nice.
That's cool.
That's so cool.
Well, where can people get the book? Where can they get the music?
So our book is available everywhere books are sold. It's called Believe in You. And if you just search Barnes & Noble, Amazon, it's at christianbooks.com. It's available a lot of places. And if you want to check out our YouTube, it's youtube.com/Cimarelli the band. And Cimarelli is Cimorelli.
Fantastic. And, you know, we'll just go out with a tune, huh?
You got anything? Have anything else happening here at St. Philip?
Well, we do. Yeah, actually, we have healing masses next week.
That's right. The mission 10th and 11th.
The 10th and 11th. We got Our Lady of Guadalupe on the 12th.
But that'll be the following week. So this week. Oh, no, that is this week.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And then on the 13th, we have our St. Philip concert.
Philip concert on Friday the 13th.
Yep.
Woo-woo.
Yes.
Have our Christmas
it won't be
concert.
Scary. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. So. It might be. Are you going to sing, Julianne? Then we'll...
You have never heard me sing, so you
I
can't
know.
Say anything until
yeah,
you've
stop
heard
bullying.
Sing. Yeah.
Let me read the book.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you have a section in there on bullying?
We don't. We should do that in our next book, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Wonderful.
Cool. Well, we were talking about Christmas lights, so let's go out with Christmas lights.
All right.
Cimarelli.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, you guys, for being on our show.
Thank you for having us.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Advent and all that good stuff.
Thank you. Go out and smile at somebody, make a difference in somebody's life. Anything you want to say?
No.
Nothing, sister?
Happy Advent.
Happy Advent.
Happy Advent.
Listening to Living Real Radio, real issues in real time, with your host, John Angotti, Greg Walton, Robert Fiducia, and Julianne Staley. Be sure to tune in every week at 8 a.m. to Living Real Radio. Living Real Radio is sponsored by Closets by Design. Imagine your home totally organized by Closets by Design. Call them today to schedule your appointment at 615-261-8700. That's 615-261-8700.